This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Brent Johnson from FreedomRadio.us. Talking about sovereignty, really core principles I think are very important. A lot of you out there, they don't mean something to you. You need to be aware of the conversation. A lot of you others are hearing this, maybe for the first time, maybe, you know, this continuation of things you've learned on this show or other broadcasts, what have you, and it resonates with you in your heart. And there's a lot of us that feel this way and can see this and see it encroaching. We may not know what to do. We may feel overwhelmed. We may be upset and not really know where the source of our upset should be pointed. But we're here, and we're having a very important discussion about this. You said something I thought that was extremely key before the break, Brent, about waiving our rights or contracting our rights away. Contract, you know, in the Constitution, you have the ability to basically contract with whoever you want, as long as it's lawful. And, you know, you can't contract somebody else's child away or something like that. But as long as it's lawful, you can contract away. And that's basically what's happened. Discuss that a little bit. Our trading our rights, our contracting our rights away.
Well, first off, let me just correct you, if I may. Those rights do not come from the Constitution. Okay, those rights are your fundamental rights. Okay, as outlined in the Declaration, and the Constitution prohibits the government from infringing upon the right of contract. That's all the Constitution does. It limits the government. It doesn't give you any rights. But, you know, whenever I hear people talk about, oh, they're taking away my rights, they're taking away, you know, I sit there and I shake my head. Nobody's taking your rights. Nobody can take your rights. It's not possible. Okay, your rights are more a part of you, like I said, than your limbs, your arms, your legs. Your rights are part of you. So nobody can ever take them. They can violate them. They can obstruct them. They can attack them. And you get to decide how you're going to respond when that happens. But you see, you have the right to waive your rights. You have the right to put them aside and say, I'm not going to exercise my rights. And there are those out there who sit there and say, if you're willing to make that agreement with me, then I'm willing to give you all kinds of perks and benny. I'm willing to give you protections that you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to Social Security. You're not entitled to welfare. You're not entitled to, I don't care if they call it an entitlement. Okay? No, God did not put you on this earth and say, you have a right to get money from the government. Because understand, the government doesn't have any money. Everything the government has, it takes from people. So you don't have a right to tell the government to take what's mine and give it to you. If you go and take what's mine and give it to somebody else, that's a crime. You can go to jail for that. When the government does it, we call it legal. Okay. So what people do is they waive their rights because they don't value them. It's like I said earlier, what do you value the most? If you value your rights, a gift from God, I mean, think about that. If you really value them, you would not waive them. Even for the appeal of getting so-called free money and free services from the government. Not only is it immoral, because government takes from others to give to you, okay, but it's, in my mind, unconscionable to a freedom lover. And again, you know, most people are not freedom lovers. Most people do not have the character of the founding fathers, Jefferson, Franklin. Okay, most people don't have that. Patrick Henry.
Well, let me interject here. Some of these things that we've had, like Social Security, for instance, the government didn't give us that. We pay into that. It's like an insurance policy. So we paid for the Social Security, and then they give it back to us and call it in.
No, No, that's not true. When you pay Social Security, the money you pay from the Social Security tax goes into the general fund. That means it can be spent and is spent on anything. No restrictions. The government then says, we will give back the money to you after you retire. But then they go about changing the rules. We're only going to give you back this much. We're only going to give you back that much. We're going to make you get, instead of being 65, you have to be 67 or 70 or whatever. They change the rules. The reason they can change the rules is it's not your money. It's a benefit given by the government. The legal definition of a benefit is something under the control of the giver of the benefit. So if the government is giving you a it can take the benefit away anytime. You have no say in the matter. No, the money you put in does not get put aside for you.
Very important point. Let's talk about the, you know, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And you mentioned that we're okay with giving our rights away. I think that a big part of this is ignorance. And I don't know what other word to use, but ignorance, uneducated, whatever. Why in the world did these schools get to where they don't even teach any of these things, any of these core principles of America? Because my grandfather, he went to school. He was born in the 1920s, and he lived in New Jersey, you know, which is not exactly the bastion of conservatism. But he told me in school, he was taught that our rights come from God. I mean, we went from that to, I mean, look at where we're being taught now. Let's talk a little bit about that ignorance, the process of ignorance, and maybe some tools to overcome that.
Yeah, one of the things that Adolf Hitler did so effectively was he controlled the public school system. Okay, with the Department of Education, you've either got public schools or you've got charter or private schools that take money from the government. Was it Title VIII funds, I think they call it? Okay, if you take money
from
the
government. Yes, it's even worse.
Then
yeah, it's even worse than a public school.
Well, if you take the money, take the benefit from the government, you have to follow the instructions of the government. Okay, so you want to know how the schools got to teaching what they're teaching? It's because the government controls the schools. You know, it's really basic. Check out the Communist Manifesto. It's right there. Public education for everyone.
How important is the school system?
Many people sit out there and they think that's a good thing. Freedom lovers.
How important?
That's a bad thing.
Okay, you brought up a very good point. Many people, Joel Scales and Jordan Maxwell, I mean, many very high-level thinkers on this have really pointed to the school system as the bullseye, the real target of, in the beginning of our enslavement here. Do you agree with that? How important is school? Would you advise everybody who's listening to examine their school system with their children and look for something else? What's your feeling there?
Yeah, I think that if you leave your children in public school, you're a bad parent. Sorry to be so blunt. I think that's the case. Okay. I would rather have my children uneducated than have them in public school of any kind. Education is the process of teaching a child how to live as an adult. Looking in nature, you'll see the bear teaches the cub how to forage for food. Okay, the bird teaches the little bird, the chick, you know, how to get food and how to survive, how to hunt, how to whatever it is. Okay, the parent should be teaching the children how to function as an adult. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean knowing math and reading and writing? Well, maybe that could be useful. Is that the most important thing? I don't think so. I think the most important thing is to teach your children to understand the truth, to understand right from wrong, to do right, to not do wrong, and to understand the environment in which they live so that they can function properly. The environment, as I said earlier, is a hostile environment to freedom. So the role of education doesn't belong to the government. It belongs to the parents. Look at nature. It belongs to the parents. The parents have abdicated that. Why? Well, you know, I don't have time to homeschool my children. Excuse me? They're your children. What's more important?
Well, there is an environment, especially with the Federal Reserve System, that just inflated everything. You can't, you know, and there's so many regulations. He says you can't even buy a house without hardly, you know, you got to spend 100, 200 grand even buy a house with all the regulations, blah, blah, blah. We're almost pushed in our society that we're forced to pay attention to monetary things over these things. Obviously, that's not an accident. Any suggestions dealing with that or any concepts you'd like to convey?
Yeah, well, first off, let me tell you that living free is not convenient. And the reason for that is that in order to get people to waive their rights, what's been dangled in front of them is convenience. We'll make your life easier. So if your objective is to live an easy life, be a dutiful servant. I mean, that's the best way to live an easy life. You'll be told how to live. But, okay, if you want to control your own life, if you want to be in charge, if you want to be the sovereign, the ruler of your life, then it's, the first thing to accept is it's going to be less convenient. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, having said that, there are always things that you can do. Okay, there are always ways. I've yet to find something that I cannot accomplish without going through the government-controlled system. Whether it's purchasing a house or, you know, or getting in my car and traveling where I will without a driver's license, you know, or whatever. I mean, there really isn't anything that you can't do without.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about that on the other side. We're coming on a break. We got about 45 seconds or so. On the other side of the break, we have a short segment. I may ask you a couple questions about some news things, but then the rest of the time, let's get into that. Okay, let's get into car, houses, you know, some of those things you mentioned, because I think that's what really on people's mind. Hey, how am I going to be free if I still have to live in this world? So let's talk about that if people are interested. A lot of people come on the show, they don't have hope for the future of this country. One, because of the ignorance of the people, and two, just because of how far gone we are. What is your feeling in that way? Got about 30 seconds.
I actually don't have much hope. I'm a mathematician, and math is an exact science. 25 years ago, I said what we need is an armed revolution. That's what we need. Today, I say the same thing. That's what it would take, an armed revolution to overthrow the government. Okay, and set up a new government, okay, with the principles of the Declaration guiding everything. Without that, I don't think there's much hope.
There's the music. Let's get more to this on the other side. Stay tuned. You'll listen to Brent Johnson. Freedom Radio, U.S.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, talking to Brent Johnson. He's giving a, you know, he's a sovereignty expert for 25 plus years. He's given a pretty honest, really brutally honest reflection on where we are in America and the things that we need to be considering. My fear is I don't want you to ever give up. I don't completely agree with some of the things he said. We have a there is a chance. But it takes action, and it takes you. This is all about you. This isn't about somebody else. This isn't about Donald Trump. This isn't about, it's about you, who you are, your conviction, because it's a battle of will and conviction right now. And we don't need that many people with the conviction, with the will to make a change in their life and to live for their divinely given endowment. We don't need that many. What we have found is that people are either too apathetic, they're too sick, or they're too ignorant, or whatever word you want to use in front of that to do that. And ignorance is a huge part of this, and that's why we have people like Brent on to discuss these things so that you're not ignorant anymore. Is it a hard discussion to have? For some people. For other people, it's exciting. It's liberating. We're not advocating, please, we're not advocating revolution here. That's not where, don't get that. The revolution that we're advocating is in your mind. A revolution of your mind. And that is the most important revolution, because the world will then shape to the revolutions happening inside you. That's the most important thing. Who are you? Go ahead, Brent.
Let me say that you asked me a 30 second. You said I only have 30 seconds, so you may put me in a position to give a fast answer. Okay. The reason I said what I said about revolution is this. Government, by its nature, seeks to control. Everyone, every one of you listening, has what I call a line in the sand. I'm willing to take so much, and I'm not willing to take any more than that. And if you're pushed over your line in the sand, you push back. Now, for everybody, that line in the sand is in a different place. But everybody's got it. Okay? since government doesn't know when to stop. Government will never get to a point where it will say, we have enough in taxes and regulations. We can rest now. It's never going to happen. Does anybody disagree with me? You know, it's never going to happen. So government will continue to squeeze tighter and tighter and push more and more, and more people will be pushed and pushed until more and more people get pushed past their tolerance line in the sand. And then they will push back. Okay? It's unquestionable. It has to happen. When that happens, when enough people push back, the problems will stop and it will get fixed. But it will be messy, like in the American Revolution. That's why I say, ultimately, there needs to be a revolution. Because sooner or later, the government is going to push too many people past their tolerance line of defense, and then they're going to push back.
Let me ask you about bring a current event story here. This is a short segment, so we've got 2 or 3 minutes here. But this down in Florida, do you have any comment or any thoughts? This election thing, I've never seen so much. I mean, does anybody think, with any sense, think that there's not nefarious activities going on with these votes in Florida? Any comment to that? It just seems like another step to me.
There's already been a judge that's ruled that the electioneering and such is unconstitutional and out of order. There's numerous swirls of evidence that the Broward County Election Commissioner, what was her name, Brenda Snipes, okay, has done all kinds of illegal things. Personally, I think we should go back to paper ballot counting the way it used to be. You have one Democrat, one Republican in each of the polling places. They both verify the vote count. The vote count gets put under lock and sent over to the Secretary of State. Okay, I mean, it's a very simple system. It works, and there are no mistakes. Somebody finding a bunch of ballots in a trunk of a rental car that allegedly was driven last by a Democrat operative, okay, you know, that's crap. You know, Election Day has passed. Okay, votes have been properly registered.
Yeah, way past.
That's it.
Way past.
Yeah. That's it.
Brent is also multi-talented. Coming back, we'll play a song. It's a parody that he's done. So when you come back, a little more of Brent's talent. And also, we're going to ask about cars, houses. How do you live? How do you even live free? We've been so disconnected from it. I don't even know if we even know what that means anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing I think Brent told you was that government will never stop. Does anybody disagree with that? I think that's an important point. Venezuela is the target. United States of America, Venezuela. Just imagine that. That's where they're pushing us. This conspiracy, this syndicate, globalism, all these things. The Declaration of Independence, what's that? That's got to go in the trash. You get it? So your conviction, you're going to where is your line in the sand? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, FreedomRadio.us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
USA Radio News.
Monday is day two of the Florida recounts, with some counties having to run voting machines 24 hours a day to process the nearly 8.2 million votes that were cast in the state by Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Broward County Circuit Judge Jack Tudor had a message for everyone involved in this case.
Both sides And I'm talking about lawyers, not politicians here, because I have jurisdiction over lawyers, not politicians. I am urging, because of the highly public nature of this case, ramp down the rhetoric.
The Dow was down 602 points, mainly on fears that the tech sector has run out of steam. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he said investing in single stocks, not a good idea.
Single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I got to talking to Brent. I forgot to put in the song. The next break, we'll get a song, The Many Serve the Few. It's pretty catchy. And you got to hear Brent. A couple announcements. Go ahead, Brent. A couple announcements at the Power Mall. Yeah, thepowermall.com. We got some specials, alpha lipoic acid R, the Krill Miracle, vitamin E, the full spectrum, the Happy Body Detox from Dr. Sherry Rogers, and the phosphatidylcholine, all on sale at the Power Mall. Dr. Sherry will be on this week. Get your questions in. Lithium Balance, we have that on sale. Of course, veterans really have used that to great extent, and Thepowermall.com is our website, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. New frequency, course for shortwave, live 4 to 5, should be live right now, 9980 shortwave frequency is available at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for considering us and the many other products, REM sleep, Strauss heart drops, what have you, all at the Power Mall, Oxy powder, 877-817-9829. Please, spend your dollars where your heart is. Buy from the good guys. Be fantastic. Getting back to Brent. Brent, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, things like cars and houses and, dealing with that. The system is pretty entrenched on how you go about that. Let's talk about, if I want to be free, if I want to be separate from this system, let's talk about living practically. Let's not talk about theoretically. Let's talk about practical. How do you go about it?
All right. Well, okay. In the first place, you don't own anything. Okay. You set up artificial entities, okay, that are not subject to statutory jurisdiction to own whatever it is you want. Okay. So that way you have no liability. That way you are effectively invisible when it comes to the government bureaucrats. They don't see you because they look for you through your liabilities. If you have no liabilities, you're invisible. If you don't own anything, you have no liabilities. So that's item number one. And you can do this through, using things like trusts. We've talked about trust on the show before. Okay. There are very effective ways to accomplish that. When it comes to purchasing, you purchase through artificial entities. You don't purchase through your own bank account. You don't purchase yourself. Again, same thing. So that you don't compromise your liberty in the process of purchase. When you're traveling, okay, you're in a vehicle. Okay, you don't carry a government-issued license. Okay, me, I carry an international driver's permit. It's issued under the United Nations 1949 Treaty on International Travel, and it's recognized by all UN member states. Now, I had somebody who was interesting. I had somebody who sent an email after the last time I was on this show, and he said that, he thinks maybe I'm a scam artist or something because he's checked his sources, and they all say that you have to have a driver's license if you're going to carry an IDP, an international driver's permit. And I actually responded to him, and we had a very fine discussion back and forth. Essentially, his sources were the government. He was going to the police or the Department of Motor Vehicles or AAA or whatever and asking them, if I carry an IDP, okay, can I not carry a government-issued license? Now, if you go to the controllers and ask them if you can do something that will take you out of their control, they're never going to say yes, ever. Okay, so, you don't go and ask attorneys. You don't ask government officials, okay, about things of this sort. Okay. The truth of the matter, the practical truth of the matter, first off, legally, yes, if you have an IDP, you need a driver's license. So if you get an IDP from AAA, you need a U.S. driver's license. That's correct. But the IDP is not valid in the U.S. Our IDPs come from Nicaragua. Now, if you go to Nicaragua and you have one of these IDPs, yes, you need a Nicaraguan driver's license. But if you're not in Nicaragua, if you're in, say, the United States of America, and you're traveling around in your car and you have an IDP, okay, you don't need a Nicaraguan driver's license. So, the conclusion I came to after emailing with this guy who, this listener, okay, was that if you have the need to get government approval for the things you do in defense of your freedom, then you don't have the character to truly live free. That's not an insult. Remember, 97% of the people in 1776 didn't have the character. So you could be in the majority there. Not everybody. Freedom is not for everybody. But there are methods
let's talk about,
to exercise your freedom if you have the right character.
Okay, let's talk about this. The emails, I got copies of the emails. I thought they were important. I thought they were very valid, good question. Our listeners have excellent questions. What Brent is saying is, I think, very important. I think is a key to whatever freedom is, sovereignty is, whatever. People are upset with this driver's license. Why do I need a license to go on the roads that are the people's roads, what have you? Let's talk about that process. And what does it mean when I get a driver's license? How am I attaching myself? What am I giving up? What am I doing? Whether you're able to not get a driver's license or not, I think it's important that at least you're aware of what's going on. So let's talk about that, okay, Brent.
Well, first off, a license, any license, legally, is permission to do something which without a license would be illegal. James Bond, 007. Okay, they talk about the 00 series as a license to kill. Okay, permission to do something which if you did not have a license would be illegal. That's what a license is, any license at all. So a driver's license, the act of driving legally, is the transportation of persons or property for hire or compensation on the public roads. So if you're a truck driver, for example, you are a driver. Okay, you are transporting persons or property for hire or compensation. The idea is this, that in pursuit of your compensation, because, you know, the faster you get there, the more money you make. In pursuit of your compensation, you're going to damage the roads, which belong to all the people. Therefore, we have to regulate it. We have to control it. So we have to tell you can only go so fast. You have to do certain things. Okay? That's the agreement you make when you get that license to transport persons or property for higher compensation of the public.
Let's talk about that definition. Let's talk about that definition. One, people are going to ask, where did you get that definition? That's really important what you said. The definition of driving. Where did that definition come from?
Actually, there are many, many places you can look that up. If you actually look up legal definition of driver's license, you'll get it right there. But let me answer that, okay, in another way, okay?
Sure.
If you look up Title 18, Section 31, I'm pretty sure is the section, Section 31, you will find the definition of a motor vehicle. When you register your car, you register it as a motor vehicle. And it says right there, motor vehicle is a vehicle that is used for the transportation of persons or property for hire or compensation on the public road. Check it out. Title 18, Section 31. Okay. So driver's licenses and vehicle registrations are privileges because you don't have a right to earn money using the public roads, the public property. Okay, that makes them a privilege. When you accept a privilege, you waive your rights surrounding that privilege in favor of the privilege, and you become subject to the jurisdiction of the government, the rules of the road, et cetera, et cetera. So if you don't carry a license, you have not waived those rights, you have not become subject to those regulations. But if you carry nothing and they pull you over, they are trained to assume you should have a license, and then they'll arrest you.
When did that happen, that switch right there, from what you're saying? Because I know what you're saying is right. There's the definitions. When you take your children to soccer practice or baseball practice, what have you, you're not driving by the legal definition. You're just traveling, or you're just, you know, transporting your children back and forth. That's not driving. Yeah. So when did this change, when did this change occur where I better go get my driver's license so I can drive my children to school?
Well, a lot of this started in the 1930s, you know, where it really started to take off. But the real way that it's infiltrated the whole population is through a rite of passage. Remember when you're in school? Weren't you excited when you got your first driver's license?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Uh-huh. It's a rite of passage. It's been made a rite. I didn't know anything. It's been made a rite of passage so that, you know, this is a cool thing. I got my license. Never realizing what the consequences are.
Yeah, I just got permission from my father, the state. Not my real father, my father, the United States government or whatever, the state or whatever. Stay tuned. More with Brent Johnson on the other side. One more segment. FreedomRadio.us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heaven, 9/11. On that day, in every way, my dreams came true, and my power-crazed imagination knew that the many would be servants of the few.
A little a little Frank Sinatra like there. The many serve the few. Well, let's play a little more.
London Metro Blue. It provided us some brand new chances to make the many be the servants of the few.
Isn't that the whole challenge we're talking about? The many serving the few instead of the few? Which
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should let it go. I love that song.
Yeah, it's good. Next time you're on, we'll play it more. You can go to his website. You can find freedomradio.us is the website. You can find some more of those. Also, you can call. Why don't you give the number out, Brent, so people can call if they have specific questions about their, you know, various situations.
Sure. Or if you just want to get a catalog of our, you know, books and tapes and things like that. I mean, whatever. You know, just give us a call, 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. 385-FREE. Or just go to freedomradio.us.
Very good. The driver's license, the car, what have you, that seems like a linchpin many people discuss. When you get a driver's license, what exactly are you doing? What are you giving away?
Well, number one, you're waiving your rights. Okay, with respect.
What do you mean by that? Explain that.
You have a right to travel. You have a right to go from point A to point B in your own car on the public roads. You have an absolute right to do that, and there is numerous case law that upholds that right. Okay, so you have a right to do that. When you get a license, you waive that right. You say, when I am getting in my car, okay, I am traveling on the roads for the purpose of transportation of persons and property for hire. Okay, that's what you're doing. So you are saying that I am waiving my right to travel in favor of the privilege of driving. It does some other things. Okay, it brings you under federal jurisdiction. You may say state jurisdiction. No, the states are incorporated, and that puts them under federal jurisdiction. It makes you it recognizes you as a United States citizen. Now, when you were born, you were born a Missouri citizen or a Minnesota citizen or a California citizen, not a United States citizen. And if you actually look in the U.S. codes, you will actually see that the states are called the several states, and they are separate. They are considered foreign countries with respect to the United States. Okay, so when you become a United States citizen, you actually become a federal citizen. And when you get a driver's license, you become a U.S. citizen. And that dates back to the Reconstruction era. That dates back to, you know, when they incorporated the United States, which is, I think, 1871. Or maybe 1868.
1871, yeah. The Bank Act was 68. The corporation was 71. Let me throw a little wrench in what you're saying. That you have a natural right to travel in our country. Well, police have a different idea. They don't exactly follow the law or adhere to that position. So then what do you say to that?
The police don't know the law. Okay? They're bureaucrats. They're the product of their training. They're told everyone has to have a license. They don't have a license, arrest them. Okay? But when you show up with something like an international driver's permit recognized by all member states of the UN, the police see that, it's a different story. Now, you have documentation. You don't have nothing. You have documentation.
You have your papers. Your papers, please. Please give me your papers.
But this documentation does not waive your rights. Okay, now, one thing I tell people, and I actually send out a little cheat sheet on how to behave with an IDP to people who get IDPs through us. But one thing I tell people is don't just get an IDP and expect that it's going to replace the license. It won't. If you have to have a license, like you're a truck driver or a cab driver or something like that, the IDP will not take care of that. Okay? It won't replace that. But if all you're looking to do is travel exercise your right to travel. Absolutely it will. If a cop stops you, you have to be prepared to tell him a story. You know, tell him something that will make him go away. As far as he's concerned, if you don't give him cause, he's going to just let you go because you're a waste of his time. Time is money. If he can't give you a ticket, which he can't if you have an IDP, like if he can't give you a ticket, then he can't make money off you. He's going to warn you off and go on to somebody else that he's more familiar with.
You know? Okay, let me pause it. Let me stop you right there. If you have a specific question about that, please get a hold of Brent personally and examine it. You know, and another thing, I do not want anybody to get in an awkward or a troubled situation. Be prepared and know what you're doing before you do anything. That these are things that I think is important for you to think about, at least be aware of. If it's for you, you have to decide that. So be aware of that and know that the police, they don't always follow the law. We've seen that. That's obvious. Let me move on to another thing that people are asking. Email about this. Go ahead.
One quick comment, and that is that the best reference I can recommend is my book, The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation. It goes through all this stuff.
Very good book.
It gives you sample legal documentation on what to do, you know, if you run into a legal problem. I mean, it's a brilliant book. It really is. I don't say it because I wrote it. I say it because it is. Okay, and again, you can get it through Freedom Radio. You can get it by calling us at 888-385-FREE.
It's a very good book, ladies and gentlemen, and we've discussed some of the pages. I should have been promoting it all this time. I apologize, but you can get it on the website. A quick question we got on email, Social Security number. Should I not get a Social Security number? What does that mean? What about working without a Social Security number?
Okay, first off, if you don't have a Social Security number, you should not get a Social Security number. If you do have a Social Security number, you can rescind the number and make it as if you never had that number before. And again, my book tells you how to do that, and we also have a service called the Tax Freedom Program that helps you to do that. The answer to how you get a job, there's a form, a federal form called a W-8. It's a certificate of foreign status. It does not require a number. If you're going to work for somebody, when they tell you to bring in give them your paperwork, that's the paperwork you give them if you don't have a number. It's called a W-8.
What is the,
by the way, that's a short answer, okay? I mean, get in touch with us. You know, I just gave you a short answer because we're short on time. So please understand that.
Yeah, a lot of these issues, ladies and gentlemen, getting your emails. I mean, I'm trying to cover this in the questions from, our discussion with your emails, but these are big, every one of these questions is a big, long discussion, and you need to be totally aware before you do so. Please don't say, well, you know, Brent on Daniel's show said this, and look, understand it completely before you do anything. Freedom is a choice, but freedom has a price, and eternal vigilance is that price. So you need to be vigilant here to see what you need to do for
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.